Every year, it's the same. We begin our most holy season in the harshness and extremes of the cold and ashes. This year, the coldness of Lent is even more evident. We received ashes just a few days ago, and now in the gospel, we're thrown in the desert. For the way that we've had the cold weather in the last week, images of a hot desert might seem pretty good to us right now. And perhaps we should think of being thrown into the cold harshness of the winter. Either way, we are quickly asked at the beginning of Lent to place ourselves in a habitat that is uncomfortable in the least and dangerous in the most. We are to worry about our lives because that is exactly where the church wants us to be, to worry about our lives. And many of us have already been there this year chronically. Where in the last almost 12 months, we have been worried about our lives. So to plunge into the spirit of Lent isn't that hard for us. What is hard is that we've actually become used to being in the desert for a while. Normally, we would use Lent to remove all the holy water in our little fonts up by the doors and our baptismal font. But our fonts have been dry for almost a year now. And we are asked to enter into an atmosphere of stillness and soberness throughout these last 40 days, when quite frankly, I feel that we've been in Lent pretty much the whole time for last year. Nevertheless, we are called for more. We are called to put aside where we are at, to turn away from the challenges and worries of this world, and enter into the divine, the transcendent. We are called not just to pray more, but to actually stand in the house of the Lord. We are asked not to just restrain our appetites with fasting, but to enter the desert with Jesus and to stay in that dry place and to see what is essential for our spiritual lives. We are to extend our hearts to those in need. We are to stop looking down and looking out for ourselves. And through almsgiving, to look up and to see who is next to us, who is in need. And how are we to gain such strength? And how are we to allay our fear? How are we to take comfort when we do go into the desert and take a big chance? We are to listen to the story of God's intervention in our entire history. How God cared for us from the very beginning. And specifically from that very beginning, he watches over us so that when we do take a chance, he is there to tell us, go ahead, step out, I'll be there. This week we heard about the person of Noah contrasted with the person of Jesus. We all know the story of Noah. The world was corrupted. All manner of humankind had become evil. There was no one righteous but one man and his family, Noah. Noah was instructed to build an ark and harvest all manners of creatures to survive the great flood that God will send to cleanse the earth. With the story of Noah, we reminisce about being washed in water. And now, as this beginning of Lent, we are made dry. And we have been dry for almost a year. We know how well it feels to be hungry and dry. Coming to church has been entering a desert as we still sit far apart. We sing and joy less. And when we leave, we stay away from each other out of fear. In our first reading, we find God speaking to Noah after the flood is over. Almost in remorse, God promises never to destroy humankind again with water. And in a story that all children know by heart, God promises, when I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant I made between me and you and all living things, so that the waters will never again become a flood to destroy all mortal beings. God makes a covenant with Noah long before he called Abraham and Moses. God changed the symbol of water from death to life. And so this leads to water not becoming a dangerous symbol for us, but one of cleansing and washing away. And most important, a symbol of covenant, one of a binding promise that God gave to watch over us. One that we are to recall whenever we see a rainbow. Noah was promised to be cared for and watched over and given that covenant of protection for all time. And God binds himself to his promise for all time. In this very promise, God revealed a plan since he had since the beginning of time. And when the time was right, God sent his only son to make a new covenant with humankind, one made in blood, one made in Jesus. St. Peter tells us of the connection between Noah and Jesus. He tells us that the actions of God in Noah prefigure baptism, a baptism which God now codifies in Jesus, a baptism of adoption. In this action, we are all given, as Peter says, life in the Spirit. And that life is what we search for each Lent. And then we have to go into the desert to find it, some abandoned place to find that Spirit again. For many of us, this feeling of Lent hasn't ended since last year. We celebrated Holy Week services with a church closed. You may have had to watch Good Friday on your website televised. Our Easter last year offered no relief, no sanctuary of joy that is to accompany the resurrection, the very foundation of our faith. And for many, this has still not changed. While our doors have been reopened for months, many still feel afraid to be out in group settings. And for many of us, remembering that we are dust is painfully evident. And yet, we are still called to go into the desert. The risk is that the desert journey will bring us even more fear. But it is more than a fear, physical fear. It's a spiritual one. It is a fear that some sin has too deep a grip on us, and we are helpless to fight its influence. It is a fear that we are stuck in the desert of sin, and God is nowhere to be found. Being in the desert is risking facing our fear. Fear of not being strong enough, not being holy enough, not being good enough. The desert is where we face our fears, but we don't do it alone because Jesus is with us. He has been in the desert. He knows how we feel, and he offers us accompaniment. Lent is not meant to be an internal battle of wills. It's not meant to be an attempted triumph of to show our spiritual or mental strength. Lent is meant to be a remembrance, a recalling of your baptism, a promise given to us in the covenant of water, never to be forgotten, a covenant shared by Jesus Christ and now for us in Jesus Christ. Lent is given to us to remember what life was like before we darkened and dirtied it with sin, and to have a place to drain out our fears, the fears we may have been carrying for a whole year. Lent is meant to call you back to the moment of your baptism, when the heavens were opened up, and just like Jesus heard, God came down to you at your baptism and said, "Do not be afraid. You are my beloved. In you I am well pleased."